Chapter 21. Vulgatis, Divinus Prime. There was a resounding clang as Abderos blocked St. Ophiuchus's Morning Star with his chainsword. One of its iron balls still thudded into Damia, but Abderos had taken the force from the blow. Damia toppled back down the steps, winded but unharmed. She saw Livia draw her las pistol, her face rigid with fury, and fire several shots at Ophiusa. The blasts tore holes in the walls, but Ophiusa was already gone. She moved with remarkable speed, bounding across the steps and leaping, swinging the Morning Star round her head, bringing the balls hurtling down towards Livia. Livia swayed to one side, and the mace smashed into the steps, scattering fossilized bone and filling the air with dust. Seraphim at the edge of the precipice strode forwards, raising their bolt pistols and opening fire on Livia and her militiamen. Abderos grunted as bolt rounds slammed into him, tearing his body apart and scattering the pieces across the steps. The two other militiamen flew backwards, hit by the gunfire. A third managed to return fire with a las rifle, gouging the chest armour of a seraphim, but she barely noticed, cutting him in half with a few well-placed shots. A brutal massacre began, as the sisters mowed the militiamen down at point-blank range. Damia cowered beneath one of the steps as the storm of shots rang out. Livia barreled into St. Ophiusa, and the pair of them clattered away down the steps. The seraphim calmly lowered their smoking guns and resumed their places, unwilling to leave the reliquary. Damia dashed after Livia and Ophiusa, drawing her only weapon, a knife she had taken from the armoury. Livia and Ophiusa had come to a halt further down the steps, on a balcony looking out over the miles-high crevice. Ophiusa swung back her Morning Star, but before she could land a blow, Livia punched her hard in the face, jolting her head back with such force that her veil tore loose and drifted down into the abyss. Livia seemed to hesitate at the sight of Ophiusa's brutalized face. The pause was enough for the saint to smash the Morning Star's handle into Livia's jaw, sending her sprawling back onto the steps. Livia landed, dazed, and Ophiusa hefted back the Morning Star to pulverize her head. "No!" cried Damia, leaping at the saint and crashing into her. The force of the impact sent them both tumbling over the railings of the balcony. They plunged towards the valley floor, thousands of feet below, turning and wrestling as they went. There was an explosion of heat and noise as Ophiusa fired her jump pack. They jolted violently to a halt, but Damia was tangled in the harness and managed to hold on as Ophiusa hurtled across the chasm and flew back up to the balcony. Ophiusa gripped her by the throat. "Apostate!" she hissed. Damia tried to reply, but Ophiusa's armoured grip was crushing her windpipe, and her head started to spin. Damia jammed her knife beneath the plates of the saint's armour. Ophiusa gasped and loosed her grip, howling in rage and clutching at the blood that rushed from her stomach. They crashed back down onto the steps, rolling, punching and cursing. As they came to a halt, Damia wrenched herself free, staggered backwards and clutched her throat, gasping for breath. Her vision became shot through with stars and she collapsed. As she lay there, her lungs burning, staring at the mirror Vulgatis that filled the sky, Ophiusa loomed over her. The saint had lost her Morning Star, but she had drawn a bolt pistol, and, as she approached, she levelled it at Damia's head. There was a scream of lasfire, and Ophiusa jerked forwards, showering Damia with blood as she slapped to the ground. Livia was standing a few feet away, her pistol still raised, the muzzle glowing. There was no sign of her habitual smirk. She looked at Damia, with a mixture of confusion and shock.
"You've saved me," she muttered.
Damia tried to smile despite her pain.
I'm no moron,
she managed to say, wincing at the agony of using her bruised vocal cords. Livia kept staring at her with the same confused expression. Then she shook her head and held out her hand.
We don't have much time.
As Livia hauled her to her feet, Damia saw that the steps further up were littered with corpses of the militiamen, all of them torn apart by gunshots and lying in the surreal, unnatural poses of the dead.
I know you are not a moron, said Damia,
still gasping. She grabbed Livia's arm.
But what are you?
Livia looked away. Then she raised her chin and looked back at Damia defiantly.
I am your friend, and I will not let any of these fools hurt you. What are you?
Livia scowled, grinned, and then shrugged.
Damn it, Damia! Do I have to say it? Yes, I am everything you have been taught to fear. It's true. Call me a witch if you like. I have learned such wonderful things that the God Emperor would have had me burned alive for my temerity. I believe in knowledge and learning and change.
She hesitated.
And I believe in the only God who does not forbid such things. The weaver of fate, Damia. The keeper of secrets. The changer of ways. Cinch, the schemer, the trickster, however you want to label him, he is the source of my power and my freedom.
Damia did not recognize the names, but they fell from Livia's lips with such passion that her pulse quickened in response. She realized what had drawn her to Livia in the first place. She had sensed this mystery in Livia, this great difference from the start, and she wanted to be privy to whatever wonderful secrets had empowered her friend. She was too breathless to speak for a moment. Then she nodded at the griffin statue at the top of the steps.
You said you had a plan, a way to reach the Idicular Sacrum, but how would we get past those seraphim?
Livia stared back at her.
You don't want to flee.
Damia held her gaze. Livia hesitated and waved at the corpses.
I was using you all, Damia. I do not really care about this world. It's all just a game. I care about me.
Damia kept looking at her. Livia cursed and then laughed.
And now I care about you.
She gave her a sly grin.
Yes, I have a plan. I always have a plan.
She turned and crept across the steps, keeping out of sight of the seraphim further up. Damia looked out over the sheer drop. It was a dizzying view. The valley floor was so far away she could see eagles drifting away below her, circling the glinting rivers and white, dusty plains.
How will we...
she began, then stopped, hearing a snapping and clicking sound behind her. Livia was wrestling with a corpse, one of the dead seraphim.
What are you doing? Gasped Damia.
Livia staggered to her feet, swaying under the weight of the sister's jumpack. She grinned at Damia, her face purple with the effort of holding the thing.
Help me with this, would you, General Damia?
Damia rushed to grab the mass of polished ceramite, gasping under the weight of it.
You won't be able to work it, she said.
Livia gave her a coy smile.
Witch, remember?
They hefted the thing onto Livia's back, and, just as she was about to collapse under the weight, Livia muttered a series of fluid, unfamiliar words. Damia backed away in surprise, as light flickered in Livia's eyes, then rippled across her skin. Livia stretched and sighed, as though waking from a long sleep, then stood as easily as if she were carrying nothing.
What did you do?
Asked Damia, unable to hide her fear. Livia shrugged. I'm a witch, and Ophiusa was a saint. The witch wants to keep you alive. The saint tried to unload her gun in your face. They're all just words. A chorus of brittle screams filled the air, and shadows washed over the steps. Damia howled in disgust as a squall of rippling blue shapes tumbled towards them, flat, shark-like demons filling the air with dazzling, rainbow-coloured vapour trails, and opening their mouths to reveal rows of knife-like teeth. Their yellow eyes were rolled back in their sockets, and they were all trembling with bloodlust. "Damn you!" howled Livia, and loosed off a volley of gunshots. Her aim was true, and the first of the demons exploded into radiant flames, but the rest continued screaming towards them. Livia closed her eyes, and the light blazed brighter beneath her skin. The jump pack's jets roared into life and lifted her up from the steps. She swooped low and hauled Damia out over the chasm. "Damn you, Zarempas!" cried Livia, as whole schools of demons flooded towards them from every direction.